91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. The fate of a family accused of killing four female relatives over honor is now in the hands of a jury as deliberations begin in the Shafia murder trial. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba, and son Hamed are accused of murdering their three teenage Shafia daughters and Mohammed's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The four bodies were found in a car in the Rideau Canal near Kingston in June of 2009. 91X reporter Katrina Ginevason brings us the latest from Kingston.
The judge has continued to make his charges to the jury at the courthouse in Kingston at the Shafia trial this afternoon. He's gone through the expert testimonies that had taken place throughout the trial and is telling the jury to take those very carefully into consideration when they're making their deliberations. We have learned that they will be sequestered this evening once they are done going through with all the evidence tonight. It is expected that their deliberations will continue tomorrow and tomorrow afternoon. No one is sure how long it's going to take to reach a verdict of guilty or not guilty. Reporting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm Katrina Ginevason for 91X News.
The family of a woman murdered by Russell Williams is now suing the former colonel and his estranged wife. Steve Henniger of the Canadian Press brings us that story.
Williams is serving a life sentence for the sex murders of Jessica Lloyd and Corporal Marie-France Como. Lloyd's 31-year-old brother, Andy, says he and his mother have filed suit in Belleville, Ontario, seeking damages for their mental suffering.
We just wanted a fast resolution. We just want to get this behind us and move on with life.
Along with the murders, Williams was also convicted of two sexual assaults and dozens of fetish break-ins. The former commander of CFB Trenton was kicked out of the army, and his uniform was burned. Steve Henniger, the Canadian Press.
It may not be camping weather, but tonight a group of people will be sleeping out in Belleville's Market Square. It's to raise money for maintenance of three local transitional homes, operated by the local branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. City Councillors Garnet Thompson, Edgerton Boyce, and Pat Culhane will be joining them. So will Police Chief Corey McMullen. The event starts at 7 o'clock and continues until 7 tomorrow morning. If you can't sleep out but want to donate to the cause, call 613-969-8874. Saputo Incorporated is recalling milk from Ontario because it might have cleaning solution in it. The milk is being recalled in 4-liter bags of 2% Nielsen True Taste microfiltered, partly skimmed milk. Only bags with a best before date of February 12th are affected. Milk should not be used, even if it doesn't look or smell bad. So far, there has been one reaction to the milk. Prince Edward County OPP and members of Project Long Arm had a successful drug haul Wednesday. Officers found marijuana, hashish, and magic mushrooms at a Johnson Street home, as well as evidence of trafficking and a small indoor grow-op. The approximate street value of the drugs seized is just over $10,000. 44-year-old Eleanor Darby Nelson and 38-year-old Scott Dotry, both from Picton, have been charged. They'll appear in court next month to answer to charges of trafficking a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, production of a controlled substance, and possession of a weapon. A Crammy man says he almost fell victim to a computer scam yesterday. He told OPP that a male called him earlier that day claiming to be a Microsoft repairman. The phony repairman told him a virus had been found on his computer and he would have to pay $100 to allow remote access so the problem could be fixed. The man started sending money through PayPal but became suspicious and canceled the transaction before calling police. Northumberland OPP has received several complaints of the same attempted fraud since the beginning of the year. Anyone with information is urged to call the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 888-495-8501. A GPS system came in handy in tracking down some stolen property yesterday. Police say a large air compressor, valued at over $13,000, was reported stolen from an Alderville address. The compressor was equipped with a boomerang GPS tracking system. That made it easy for Northumberland OPP to pinpoint its location. The OPP got a search warrant for an Alderville address. When they arrived, they also found an ATV that was reported stolen in 2009. 39-year-old Derek Smoke and 29-year-old Cheyenne Marsden, both from Alderville, have been charged with two counts of possession of property obtained by crime. They'll appear in court this March. A small-town Quebec mayor who made anti-Israel remarks is defending himself against critics who say he should resign. Peter Ray from the Canadian Press has that story.
Stéphane Gendron says he's sorry if he offended anyone when he called Israel an apartheid state that doesn't deserve to exist. The mayor made his comments on TV, where he's also a talk show host. Reading from a statement, Gendron said Jews indeed have a right to form a state, but he added he has the right to denounce Israeli government policies concerning Palestinians, and that doesn't make him an anti-Semite. On Thursday, members of the Jewish Defense League picketed outside his City Hall office in Huntingdon, demanding his resignation or removal from office. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press.
Sheila Knapp, who was left battered and bloody in the elevator of a Mexican resort last week, flew home to Calgary last night. Her uncle, Robert Prosser, says he only found out she was back home this morning. With his niece facing facial reconstruction surgery, he's relieved she's in a Canadian hospital.
I don't know anything about medical situations in Mexico. We're happy that she's back in Canada, because then we know she's safe, and well, we know what the medical situation is like here, so we know she'll be well looked after. Calgary's got an excellent hospital there, so.
An Alberta Health Services spokesman says Knapp is not listed in any Calgary hospital, but says the family could have requested privacy. That's 91X News to 506. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
Based to drilling Vessel 5, how are you doing there, Vessel 5?
We're doing fine. We're 10 kilometers below the surface of the earth. We had to slow down a bit. The drill, there's too much.
Hello? Vessel 5? Are you all right?
Yeah, we've hit something.
What did you hit?
The prices at Mark's No Frills.
What?
We hit the prices at Mark's No Frills. They're that low.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard across from the Quinte Mall in Belleville. Lowered and locked prices on your favorite brands.
Good afternoon. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Loyalist Lancer sports teams are going to have a busy weekend. The men's basketball team goes to Ottawa for a game tonight against La Cité, starting at 7 o'clock. The Lancer volleyball teams host Algonquin College for matches here at the gym tomorrow afternoon, with the women playing at 1 o'clock and the men at 3 o'clock. Also tomorrow afternoon, both Lancer basketball teams play in Ottawa against Algonquin College, with the women playing at 1 o'clock and the men playing at 3 o'clock. On Sunday, the Loyalist volleyball teams host La Cité for afternoon play. The women play first at noon, while the men play at 2 o'clock. A full schedule of games is set for tonight in Junior A. Wellington faced North York at the Duke Dome for 7:30, while Trenton hosts Toronto for 7:30 as well. Other games include Coburg against Lindsay and Kingston versus Peterborough. Trenton still lead the East Division with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. 42 of the best players in the world will take to the ice for the NHL annual All-Star Game. Claude Giroux, a forward with the Philadelphia Flyers, says he definitely has his favorite players he's excited to see play.
Obviously, the Sens players are going to be pretty excited to play here, and a guy like Pavel Datsyuk, he's pretty amazing to watch, and it's going to be pretty, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of defense played in that game, so I think for him to go out there and play, it's going to be pretty cool to watch.
An early candidate for the Hart Trophy as the league's most valuable player, Giroux has 18 goals and 37 assists for 55 points. This places the Hearst, Ontario native in second place in the scoring charts. The Australian Open men's final will include last year's winner, Down Under. Graham Aggers of the Associated Press reviews the action of the men's semifinals.
Defending champion Novak Djokovic has won through to the men's final at the Australian Open, but not before a draining 4-hour and 50-minute five-set struggle against the fourth seed Andy Murray. Djokovic fought back from 2-1 down to eventually prevail 7-5 in the fifth set of a rollercoaster battle that at times saw him battling for stamina. He now takes on Spain's Rafael Nadal, who advanced to the final a day earlier with a four-set win over Roger Federer. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
The women's final will happen later tonight as Victoria Azarenka is up against Maria Sharapova. It's a big match tonight at the BC Place in Vancouver as Canada's women's soccer team play for a place in the Olympics. The unbeaten Canadians will have home field advantage as they confront Mexico in the semifinals of the CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournament. Canadian striker Christine Sinclair has been on fire in the tournament, scoring 7 goals in 3 first-round games. The winner competes in the soccer tournament to be held at the Olympic Games in London this August. Then the United States and Costa Rica play in the other semifinal to decide the remaining qualifier. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Looks like we're going to see some snow this weekend. Tonight, light snow ending early this evening, then clearing. Fog patches developing overnight with a low of -6. Saturday, increasing cloudiness. Snow beginning in the morning. Snow mixed with rain in the afternoon. Fog patches dissipating early in the morning. High +2. Saturday night, snow ending early in the evening, then cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, becoming partly cloudy after midnight with a low of -3. Sunday, flurries and a high of -1. Right now, it's 0 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros, 91X News.